This is about the visitation of God to Joseph when he was struggling with his pregnant wife, who was pregnant by the Holy Spirit. But while Joseph thought about these things, his wife being pregnant, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, this is Matthew chapter 1 I'm reading from, verse 20, do not be afraid to take to your wife, to Mary to be your wife, for that which is conceived of her is of the Holy Spirit. And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. So all this was done, that it might be fulfilled what was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel. Emmanuel, beautiful name, which is translated God with us. I want to speak on those words today. What you see in a lot of Christmas carols and a lot of Christmas cards we sing and we see on the cards around this time of year, the word Emmanuel, and not everyone knows what it means, but it means God with us. God is with us. And that phrase is something that we really need to understand. The coming of Jesus Christ, it actually means that God is with us. And if you study the whole book of the Word of God, the whole book, his book, but particularly the Old Testament, you'll see the most precious five words that God ever uttered to a man or a woman was, I will be with you. And you go and if you just turn to me, I'll look at a few passages. If you go to Exodus chapter 3, when God came to Moses in Exodus chapter 3, and he says to Moses in verse 9, I've seen the Israelites have come to me, their cry has come out to me. I've seen the oppression which the Egyptians shall oppress them. Come now for there, I'm going to send you to Pharaoh and I'm going to bring my people out of Egypt. Now, Egypt's the most powerful nation in the world. Pharaoh's the most powerful man on the planet. And Israel are slaves. So God's saying to Moses, I'm going to use you to go to the most powerful man and I'm going to bring him out through you. And Moses is a bit troubled by this. And Moses said to God, who am I that I should go to Pharaoh? That I should bring out the children. In other words, who am I and how is this going to happen? And God answered him and he said, I will certainly be with you. That was God's answer. In Exodus 33, when Moses takes the people out of Egypt, it's a bit further down the track and the story, he leads the people out of Egypt, but now he's got to lead them into the promised land. And he says, I've got nobody to go with me. I've got nobody to help me. And he says to God, if I found grace in your sight, consider this nation. How am I going to bring these people up? He says in verse 12. Verse 14, God says, my presence or I will go with you. That's how he answers him. In the book of Joshua, when Joshua is given this incredible task, Moses is dead, the leader is dead, and this people who'd been very, very difficult to lead, Joshua was given the job and says, now you're going to lead these difficult people and they're going to follow. You're going to succeed where Moses failed. And there's battles to be fought. There's wars to be waged. There's cities to be conquered. There's lands to be divided. There's people to be governed. It's a huge job for Joshua. And God comes and says to him, this is how you're going to succeed. He says in verse 5, as I was with Moses, I will be with you. And he says it again in verse 9, be strong and courageous. Your God is with you wherever you go. So God made this promise that his guarantee for their success was the fact that he would be with them. In Isaiah, the book of Isaiah, chapter 41 and 43, God's saying, because you've considered evil good and good evil, I'm bringing Nebuchadnezzar. Judgment is coming on the nation. But he says, for my God, my remnant, the true people of God who've been loyal, he says, you don't have to fear anything. in verse 1 of chapter 43, he says, "Fear not, for I have redeemed you and called you." To the redeemed and called, God says, "You are mine, and when you pass through the waters are coming, I'll be with you. Though the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire is coming, but it shall not be burned you, because I'm with you." So God said to Moses to bring him out of Egypt and take him in the promised land, here's the strategy, "I will be with you." To Joshua, he says to succeed where Moses fails, here's a strategy, "I'll be with you." To Israel, when judgment is coming and it's going to be an awful time, but you're going to be okay, how do you know? "I'll be with you." You go through a lot of the pages. Haggai, the people are they're tasked with rebuilding the temple, but they've got to rebuild it where previous builders failed because enemies kept on coming and destroying what they were building. But God says, through Haggai, he says, "This time you're going to succeed. You're going to build and you're going to succeed." They say, "How?" He says, "I'll be with you." When God says, "I'll be with you," and the coming of Jesus Christ, where God says, "I am now with you," is something that is so significant we need to understand. Because with the coming of Jesus, we have Emmanuel. That it's the word to you and I. It's the word to all who believe, not just to Moses, not just to Joshua, not just to special people. It's to all of us. "From now on, I am with you." And we've got to understand what that means, what the significance of the coming of Jesus Christ means, what it means when God says, "I am with you." This is what he says with the coming of Jesus, as he said to Moses and Joshua, "I am with you. I'll never forsake you." What it means is that God, who created everything, and he wants you to know this, God who flung planets and cosmoses into space, and God who upholds and contains and keeps the planets in space and the world that is spinning on its arc, God Almighty, who created everything and all the nations and reigns over all and rules over all and made you in the womb, that creative God, that Almighty God who spoke and the universe came into being with such power, he is with you. God is with you. And Joshua understood this, that what it meant when God was with him, God is with you in power. So when God said to Joshua, "I am with you," don't let the word of God depart from your mouth. As he walked in accordance with the word, as he walked in obedience to the word that he was given, every opposition that the enemy constructed, every Jericho, every Jordan River, had to collapse in front of him. And what collapsed it? The power of God, because God was with him. And God wants you to know that the coming of Jesus means God is with you in power if you've received his baptism. And as we stand on the word of God and we believe, when sickness comes against you, you believe by the wounds of Jesus, "I am healed," and I stand and I stand and I stand. The power of God is with you to destroy that sickness. That's how God wants you to walk. That's what God wants you to know God with you means. When something comes against you, there's an obstacle the enemy puts in front of you, and you say, "No weapon formed against me will prosper," the power of God will destroy the enemy. Why? Because now you are not alone. God is with you in power. That's what it means. And it also means, in the Old Testament, Hayden was just speaking about the beautiful word on the tabernacle. In the Old Testament, the only person that was able to go and sup and see the very presence of God into the Holy of Holies and actually be with God, only one priest was allowed into that place once a year. But now, through the blood of Jesus Christ, the veil is torn and everybody can go into that place and be with God. God is with you if you want to be with him. So we can wake up 30 minutes early in the morning and be intimately with God and hear from him and be directed by him. Oh boy, if you only knew what those 30 minutes bring. Sometimes you're troubled. Sometimes you've got no peace. But when God spoke that word to Moses in Exodus 33, the very next word was this: my presence will go with you and I will give you rest. Rest for your soul. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of the death, I will be with you. God is with you in power, but he's also with you through his manifest presence, which gives you rest. And you can be with him. You cannot not know about God from a distance, like the Hebrews, but you can know God intimately. God wants to know you more than you know him. And he's made an invitation to come boldly into the holy place, because the blood of Jesus has cleansed us, and we can go where the priest only could go. And we can go into that place every morning, the Holy of Holies, and be with him. To sit with him. To pour your heart out to him. To stand there and receive strength and anointing. And I tell you what, you go into that place and be with him in the morning. I've said this, you can go in there mad, you can go in there sad. You can only come out glad. It's true, in his presence is fullness of joy. So when God with us means that we can be with God. God with us. You know, when he was with, if you go into that place every morning, I tell you what the Bible says. You draw near to me, I'll draw near to you. Nothing just happens in the kingdom. When you get up to 30 minutes early in the morning to be with God, he actually draws near to you, and then he's with you in power. But also he said to Moses, he said, when I'm with you, in Deuteronomy 31:8, he says, I'm with you and I go before you. The fact that God is with us means also, as we are with him and we are about his business and we desire him, he actually goes before you. Before you have to go into a difficult situation, God with you, he goes before. You see Deuteronomy 31 verse 8. He said to Moses, and the Lord, he is the one who goes before you. He will be with you, not leave you. Because he's with you, he goes before you. He went before Cyrus. In Isaiah 45, he went before Cyrus. He was with Cyrus and went before him. He says, I'll go before you and make the crooked places straight. I'll break in pieces the gates of bronze. I'll get the bars of iron and give you the treasures of darkness. He says, I give you an assignment. But to make it happen, I'll go before you to prepare the way, to prepare your future, to prepare your destiny. Prepare. So you're not just walking in anything. But God goes before you, making the crooked places straight, because he is with you. That's what it means that God is with you. In Isaiah 41, God says to the people, judgment is coming. Fear not, I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I'll uphold you with my right hand. See, what you've got to understand, that word says, fear not, God Almighty is with you. God wants to be with you intimately. But also it means God is with you. Not anyone super or great. God, the coming of Jesus means God now is with you. And so if God is with you, this is God. He says, God is with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. That's who's with you. I want you to know that. That no matter what you go through, I will strengthen you. I will help you. I'll uphold you with my righteous right hand. He's basically saying, he wants you to know, if I am with you, nobody can stand against you. If I am with you, what I call you to do, you cannot fail because it's not you doing it. I'm going to do it. I'm with you. I'm going to work around you. If I'm with you, every plan the enemy puts against you, it'll be defeated. It'll be frustrated. Not because of anything that you're clever about. Not because of anything you're studied. It's just the fact that God is with you. Oh boy, that's why they're the most precious five words in all the Bible. That I am with you. Have you comprehended what it means, the coming of God in Emmanuel, that God is now with you? I tell you what, if you have, there's evidence. What's the evidence? There's no fear in your life anymore. We may face frightening situations, but if you really understand that God is with you, that God is fighting for you, that God will strengthen you, that God will deal with every enemy, like Joshua, God says to him, he says to him, be bold and courageous. They're not just words, they're be bold and courageous because I am with you. Fear not. You don't have to, he's saying, you don't have to fear because everything that comes against you, I'm going to deal with it. I'm going to deal with it for you. I'll hold you by your right hand. I'll strengthen you. I'll make you succeed. I always say about this church, I always say about this ministry, someone says to me, this is happening, that's happening. You know, what's important? I said, the only thing that matters is God with me. And if he's still with me, that's all I care about. Coming of Jesus means that God's with you. And if he is with you, that's why in all these passages where God says, I'm with you, in Hebrew, in Isaiah 41, that he's first by saying, fear not, I am with you. In Isaiah 43, he says, fear not, the waters won't pass over you, I will be with you. And then with Joshua, his first command to Joshua, in Joshua chapter 1, he says to Joshua, when he commissioned him, no man will be able to stand before you. As I was with Moses, I will be with you. I'll never leave you, forsake you. Be strong and of good courage. Be strong and of good courage. So if God's with you, if you believe God, if you understand that God's with you, you will not have, fear will not cripple you. Fear will not capture you. What the enemy threatens you with will not move you into fear because you will be confident in the fact that God is with you in power. God is with you to give you rest. God will uphold you with his right hand. God will strengthen you. God will help you. God will do everything you need because you're the apple of God's eye. That's what it means when God says, I am with you. If you believe God is with you and he goes ahead of you, you'll be confident in your future. You'll be confident that doors will open supernaturally before you. Why? Because God goes ahead of you to open them. See, it's very important you believe this, that God is with you and his power is going to work for you. He's going to open doors for you. Because what releases his power is the faith of his people. Faith is like the conductor, you know, in a lightning storm. The power's there, God's power. And when we have faith in his word, the power operates and becomes manifest on earth. So God wants us to be bold and confident. And if we know that God is with us, not only will we not fear things, but God's people will be bold. We will say, God is with us. Let's extend his kingdom. Let's go and do a crusade. Let's get out of this place. Let's get into the community. Let's step out and take risks. Why? Because I'll never fail because God never fails. And he's with me. Church, I want you to be confident. Is God... When God says, you just think this, when God makes this promise to Joshua, he says, I am with you. What, to do church? No. He's with you to extend his kingdom. And so if when you get a comprehension that God is with you, maybe you're having coffee somewhere and you just get a prompting to go and share that person with something over there. Just remember, when God prompts you to go and do something, like Angela spoke about today, you're not going alone. Don't believe you're going to be alone. Don't believe it just depends upon you. When you step out, it doesn't depend upon you. Why? Because God is with you. If God is with you, he makes you a success. I've done some of the dumbest things in the world in my ministry. And sometimes over the years, I look back and in the natural, I've thought, this ministry, this church, it should have fallen over there and there and there and there. It's been going 12 years, but I did something really stupid there, there, there. And I look back and I say, it hasn't fallen. I just get stronger and we keep reaching out further and going further into the nations. I say, why? It's very humbling. God says, it's not about you. I'm with you. So church, this Christmas, it's not just a Christmas card. God wants you to be confident. If you've accepted Jesus Christ, if you are chosen, if you're part of the redeemed, no matter what you're going through, you're not alone. No matter what you're facing, God wants you to be confident. The same power that allowed Joshua to cross the Jordan, that saw Jericho fall, is still working for God's people who trust in his word today. He is with you in power as you believe his word. He will be with you in power. He wants to be with you so that a Christian should never say, I know there's solitude, but a Christian doesn't have to be lonely. Because God, who is love, God who created all, is available for you to be with intimately. He is with, and he's not with people who are special. He is with you. If you're covered by the blood of Jesus, you have become the very righteousness of God. You're already qualified. God came, it's interesting who he came to be with and reveal himself to, not big successful people. He came to shepherds. He came to astrologers and he revealed himself and he was with them. So if you feel ordinary, there's no such thing as an ordinary Christian. Why? Because God is with you. Be confident. Be bold. Fear nothing, but trust in every problem, he will deal with it. In every situation, he'll go before you. What will he do? He will strengthen you. He will help you. When you feel like you're going to fall because the pressure is great, he didn't promise there'd be no pressure, but he himself will put his hand, you can't even see it, and he will uphold you. People say, I don't know why the guy's still standing. What come against him? But what's working for you? God is with you. And he's upholding you. Church, the most wonderful words in all of the Old Covenant. I always say this, the five words, I will be with you. They were guarantees to God's people that they would succeed. Not because of anything about them, simply their faith. And God, at the coming of Christmas, God actually says to us, all of us today, through the coming of Jesus, it means that he is with you. He is with you in power. He is with you intimately. And he makes you. He overcomes for you. He brings a victory. He does the work around you. All he requires you to do is to believe that. Father, I thank you. We are not alone. We are not alone in the power of the Holy Spirit, Lord. You are with your people. Father, everybody who needs your baptism today, the baptism of your Spirit, Lord. Father, bless them with that this day, Lord. Father, everybody who needs to be comforted by you today, Lord. Be near to them, Lord. Draw them near to yourself, Lord. Father, everybody who is facing a Jericho, something the enemy has placed in front of them to stop them going forward. Father, as we trust in your word, let your power destroy things that stand before your people. In the name of Jesus, let every Jericho fall here today. In the name of Jesus, let every Jordan part in the name of Jesus today for your people. Father, in the name of Jesus, go before your people and open doors. Break bronze bars and iron gates, Lord. Prepare the way for your people, Lord. Open doors for your people this year, Lord, this season, Lord. Let doors be opened for your people that no man can open. I pray that I see doors opening for God's people. Things that you can't go through, God's going to open them for you. Father, I bless you for those doors. That you are opening them even now. And that we are not alone. Let's praise him. Nothing is impossible.